seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only place. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. Price to be paid. They think they're great feeling, no one can touch them. Them have a next thing coming. But when them
greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement, the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth, and the kingdom of Islam. This is for the recording date of Sunday, July the 7th, 2013. You heard Ziggy Marley singing in the song G7. This is another wing of the House of Rothschild to take away the sovereignty, your sovereignty, sisters and brothers. You poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white peoples of the earth. You are a child of the Most High. You come from the Most High, even in Islam. And I don't say even for denigration, but even in Islam, it says we are all of one soul, one essence. And that soul is Allah, and that essence is Allah. Any way you cut it, you are divine. And being divine, you have a divine right to control your life, to control your land, wealth, resources, control your system, not like the wicked ruling class and ruling families, but in accord with the word of Allah, which is the truth, in accord with the principles of Yahweh Yahovah, life, existence. That is the definition of Yahweh Yahovah. And Yahweh Yahovah is father and mother. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh Yahovah as having the attribute of begetting, that is father, and conceiving, that is mother. We're dealing with science. Allah, Allah, this is science. Yahweh, Yahovah, this is the science of existence, the science of life and living on a high level, the most high level. So when this scripture in the Quran says that his is the kingdom, see, Muhammad is protesting Caesar and all of Caesar's wicked minions. You talk about the Quraysh. You talk about those ruling elites in Mecca, in that region of Arabia. Well, who allowed these elites to rule? Roman Empire. Roman Empire yet in control. And so Muhammad and the Muslims are telling Caesar, the Roman Empire and the Roman Senate, you are illegitimate. You do not rule this universe. The Most High, Allah, rules this universe. So your rule, Caesar, your rule, Roman Empire, your rule, Roman Senate, is absolutely illegitimate, and we want to return rule and sovereignty to the masses of the poor working class peoples of the earth. This word kingdom, going back to the actual word kingdom, we were in the root word malak. But the kingdom, the word kingdom, malaka, mamlaka, is feminine. So we want to deal with the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. The sacred feminine must be respected. Why is the word kingdom feminine in the African Hebrew language? Because the king in Africa, Egypt, Kemet, Ethiopia, Nubia, Dogon, Twa, some of these societies were kingless, queenless, but those that were had kings and queens. The king had to understand the sacred feminine. The king had to understand the sacred womb through whom all life comes through. The sacred womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. The king had to be connected to the sacred reality of the sacred feminine and the sacred womb. So this word kingdom in the African Hebrew language is feminine. And I believe kingdom in the Greek language is also feminine. The word head, H-E-A-D. When you see Christ, the head of the church, the word H-E-A-D, head, is feminine because the ruler must have a feminine head, a head that leans toward the sacred feminine. Only through understanding the sacred feminine can we now understand the sacred masculine, and the sacred masculine and sacred feminine come together to produce sacred reality for the whole of the human family. His word is the truth, and his is the kingdom. On the day when the trumpet is blown. Now, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that the word trumpet is a symbol of the day of resurrection. Resurrection of who? What type of resurrection? We are talking about the resurrection of the spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically dead, not just black man and woman. We are the most dead, the most in need of resurrection, but also not just the poor working class black man and woman, but the poor working class brown and red and yellow and poor working class white man and woman as well. All of us are in need of being resurrected, connected to Allah, the Almighty Father, connected to Allah, the Almighty Mother, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. The kingdom is in the hands of wicked ones. But on this day of resurrection, which is today, which is now, look all over the earth and see the various uprisings going on in the earth. Look in Guantanamo Bay. Look at the prisoners there. They are rising up. They are protesting through fasting. You see, sisters and brothers, Guantanamo Bay is Cuban territory. So that is stolen land. And Guantanamo Bay is being used as a recruiting ground to recruit Arabs to go into the CIA-created Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra. If you are willing to go into the CIA-created Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, then the Obama administration, following after the Bush administration, doing the bidding of the House of Rothschild, the modern-day wicked Caesars and synagogue of Satan, then they will allow you to leave Guantanamo Bay and you go into the CIA-created Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and you create hell and havoc, that which is against the truth of Allah, that which is against the word of Allah, and then America and Britain and Israel can play the Savior, play the Savior, and come in and save the day, come in with humanitarian bombs over Libya. We are not doing enough study to understand that all of this is manipulated and the foundation is fictitious and the foundation is a lie. You see, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, CIA created, doing the bidding of the CIA as mercenary groups, outsourcing of murder and killing and mercenary action. But when the president comes before the people, they play like they are angry and enemies of Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra, but in reality, they finance and arm Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and they are doing such in Syria. And so, the brothers, the men in Guantanamo Bay who refuse to go work for the CIA created Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, they are on a fast, starving themselves to death, protesting their condition, protesting being force-fed, which is nothing but torture under the Obama administration. Stand up and tell the truth. Stand up and tell this reality. If you continue to refuse to tell the truth on the Obama administration, keep your mouth shut when there is a white Republican in office. Say nothing. But if you are a truth teller, like my minister, Louis Farrakhan, and my brother chairman, Omale Yeshitela of the African People's Socialist Party, or like the chairman of the Revolutionary Communist Party, USA, or like my brother, Ashra Kwesi, one of our wonderful researchers, you tell the truth no matter who is in office. These brothers are refusing to eat, and they are protesting their condition. This is the resurrection of the dead. This is the resurrection of the poor working class masses of the people. My brother, Mos Def, his last name is Bey now. He's a wonderful Muslim brother adhering to Islam. He went under an experiment to show the world the wicked and torturous practices of this Washington, D.C. government of the United States of North America under the control of the House of Rothschild. You see in the video, hear in the audio, the terrible feeling that the body gets when the tube is forced down your nostril and down into your intestines. And you hear the shrieks and the cries of Brother Mos Def, his last name is Bey now. And you hear the terror and horror in his voice as he undergoes that wicked, torturous act. And then he begins to beg those conducting the experiment to cease the experiment because his physical structure is absolutely in horror and terror from such a wicked act of torture being administered to our brothers who refuse in Guantanamo Bay, who refuse to go work for the CIA created Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. And then you hear another voice saying, go ahead and stop. And then you hear brother Mos Def, last name Bey now, saying, thank y'all for stopping. And he goes on to give words and testimony to what he was feeling about the burning sensation. That is the resurrection. For that brother to put his life on the line and always put his career on the line to stand up and tell the truth concerning this wicked system. You have sisters and brothers in the jails of the United States of North America. I believe principally Pelican Bay and California, the brothers there protesting their conditions. Many of them on death row and solitary confinement for decades only because they are political prisoners. And because we know that most of our brothers are locked up and sisters are in jail behind drug culture, the illicit drug culture, drug economy. And we know for a matter of fact that most of your drug culture purchasing, selling, and all of the accoutrements that follow and surround the drug culture and economy, most of that takes place in the Caucasian community, so-called white community. But the police have sold us out. They don't protect us. They don't serve us. These are poor working class people who take on the uniform of the fraternal order of the police and then turn their backs on their poor working class communities. And then they never focus on the white community, so-called white community, Caucasian community. They have bowed and punked out to the house of Rothschild, and they come to the black and brown community and put us in jail. So all of us in the jails are political prisoners. So these brothers and sisters too, in Pelican Bay and prison system of California, crossing racial lines, ethnic lines, and religious lines, everything we preach about in mosque, cathedral, synagogue, in church, we talk about crossing all of these barriers and coming together. Where we see it occurring in the prison system. And these are standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness. They're standing up against their deplorable conditions that they suffer in the prison systems and gulags. My brother Solomon Commission of Your World News, I believe I heard him call it a gulag. Or maybe it was Elevated Places. My beautiful sister, Minister Ava Muhammad, spokesperson and representative of the Most Honorable, or the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Somewhere I heard someone call it a gulag. That disparaging term that causes us to understand the wickedness of this prison system. So these brothers, they're saying, look, we need education. We need to be treated better. We need better conditions. We need to be fed properly. And these are conditions that should be demanded by every human being. And we must work together and make sure that these sisters and brothers are released from these prison gulags and the wicked prison system, prison industrial complex of the United States of North America. And all of us are in captivity of this wicked system. See, that's the resurrection. That's the trumpet blowing. Allah, it says here, again, His word is the truth. And His is the kingdom. On the day when the trumpet is blown, on that day of resurrection, we, the real kings and queens of the universe, will be in possession of Allah. We will be elevated. See, the word Allah in the African Hebrew language, I forget the number now, but I will be citing that number over and over again. Is it 5927? We will make sure of that. Or 2957. But Allah means the ascender. So when we come to Allah and ascend into His mind, supreme mind of supreme knowledge, then we are able to take hold of that knowledge that will defeat the house of Rothschild in this day and in this time. Look in Brazil, the sisters and brothers rising up to protest their condition. And we must be careful that that movement is not infiltrated by agent provocateurs, those who will provoke, because that government under that female head of state is trying to buck against the House of Rothschild and the International Monetary Fund. But there is great pressure from that wicked side of the spectrum. And so the sisters and brothers are saying, we yet are suffering and we yet need to be relieved from this system. Look at Egypt again. And see, the sisters and brothers were protesting their condition that had been hoisted upon them by the International Monetary Fund. And then we see the military said to Mohamed Morsi, no. No troops to Syria. Only protect Egypt. But we know that that military is under the control of the same International Monetary Fund. But the people, the masses, they want freedom. They want justice. They want to rise up and overturn this system. See, follow the lead of the so-called prisoners in California. Cross religious barriers. cross ethnic and racial barriers, cross the class divide between the poor working class and the so-called middle and upper middle class. Cross all of those boundaries and let's come together so that we can be the kingdom and the queendom, kings and queens in possession of Allah. Now this word kingdom, is it kingdom I'm looking? What is the word I'm looking at, sisters? Oh, trumpet. The word trumpet in the African Hebrew language. See, Elijah Muhammad was right. The word trumpet is yovel in the African Hebrew language. That word is found under the number 3104 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, and it means the ram, the ram's horn, the trumpet, the cornet. What does cornet mean? I love to know the definitions of words. A cornet is a brass instrument resembling a trumpet, but shorter and wider. A compound organ stop with a powerful treble sound. So this is a high, loud, powerful sound made by the trumpet and the related instrument, the cornet, the ram, the ram's horn, the trumpet. Now watch this definition, sisters and brothers. The Jubilee year is one of the definitions of the word trumpet. Now, the Jubilee, what is that all about? The Jubilee is related to the Sabbath. And the Sabbath, 7-day Sabbath, 7-year Sabbath. 7 of those 7-year Sabbaths brings you to the year 49, and then the year 50, which is called Jubilee. What is this all about? If you take all of that together, we are talking about the covenant that Moses and the African Hebrew Israelite nation made with Yahweh Yahovah, existence and life, the principles of existence and life, that we would stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. This is what Muhammad wants us to know and understand, Prophet Muhammad, that we would stand against oppression, that we, following the dictates and principles of Yahweh Yahovah, Allah, Ilah, principles of life and existence, and elevating our minds into the supreme knowledge of the Father and the supreme wisdom of the Almighty Mother, that we would stand up and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor, and that we would return the land, the wealth, and the resources back into the hands of the oppressed, poor working class, proletariat masses of the people. And that we would eliminate oppression, that we would join on to the travelers, the sojourners, the immigrants, and we would make one nation, that we would love all immigrant masses, oppressed masses who are immigrants because of the dispossession of land, wealth, and resources. We would love the immigrant so that we would accept the immigrant as our own sister and brother. That means we are making one human nation. And is that not one of the verses in the Quran talking about the human being as one human nation? Is that not the reality of the ritual of Hajj, that all shed their individual clothing and take on one clothing of white top and white bottom? Maybe some would call it a tunic or whatever the word is used in the Arabic language, but the purpose is to make a human nation. You forget your rank. You forget your individual status, although we uphold individuality. But individuality does not trump the human nation. And the human nation must be prominent and predominant. the human nation, teaching us to be one monotheistic human family, not divided into classes and sects, S-E-C-T-S, or groupings, or divisions, so that the wicked ruling class can destroy us because we are divided against ourselves. So the Jubilee also has to do with ecology, because we allow the land to rest. And I heard my minister, Louis Farrakhan, say jokingly, brothers, let the woman rest a while. Let that womb rest a while. Don't continue to go into that womb repetitiously and never give the womb time to rest. Just a little humor. But we're talking about ecology, resting the earth. And then when the earth is rested, then the earth, Mama Earth, Mother Earth, will give forth a yield so bountiful that we won't even be able to eat it all. And then we will share with each other. And that is Mother Universe sharing her wealth with the whole of the human family as one. So this trumpet, his word is the truth, and his is the kingdom on the day when the trumpet is blown, on the day of Jubilee, on the day of freedom, justice, and equality, on the day of resurrection of the spiritually, mentally, and morally, and physically dead, poor and working class black man and woman, poor and working class brown man and woman, poor and working class red man and woman, poor and working class yellow man and woman, poor and working class so-called white Caucasian man and woman. The resurrection of the poor and working class oppressed masses of the people. It further says in this verse 74, the knower of the unseen and the seen, and he is the wise and aware. I want to see the word know. Is there a word? I know there is, but can I find it? The word know in the African Hebrew language. The word know. I'm getting at it right now using the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary from the blueletterbible.org, a wonderful tool to use. The word know is yada, 3045 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To know, to learn to know, to perceive and see, to find out and discern. Look at these attributes of Allah, the Most High Allah, the Exalted One, the Ascender, who raises us up into his mind of supreme knowledge, knows and sees and causes us to know and see and learn to know. And that which we are most in need to know is how this system works, how the house of Rothschild use politics, use religion, use finance and banking, use and manipulate the judicial system. I'm reminded of the Zimmerman case. Will we see justice? Will we see the jurors rule that Zimmerman was in the wrong, that Trayvon Martin had every right to defend his own life, whether he was getting the best of Zimmerman or whether he was not getting the best of Zimmerman? Who was following who? Who was tracking who? And did Zimmerman have a right to follow and track and profile Trayvon Martin? No, he didn't. Let's take our next break. and I will see you on the other side of the break.